Okay, joining me right now is the Speaker of the Colorado House of Representatives, Frank McNulty. Mr. Speaker, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Well, you know, that's a lot like talking about a no-hitter in the sixth or seventh inning, don't you?
I do. I understand that. I was asked to give that. So hopefully, okay. if I jinx them, I'm in trouble. So you guys had quite a little week this last week. Let me just first of all say this issue isn't about civil unions. This is about gay marriage. The bill that's before the legislature really is gay marriage without calling it that. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, this is same-sex marriage, and it doesn't matter what the Democrats decide to call it or what public relations effort they decide to put around it. What they're trying to convince the state legislature to adopt and what they're attempting to sell to the people of Colorado is same-sex marriage, and I think that Coloradans are much smarter than that.
How many times in the bill does it call the partner a spouse?
It is at every place in the statute where you have statutes relating to married couples, it puts in same-sex couples, and when you do that, when you set the two side by side, it is absolutely clear what their intent is here, and what they've done is create same-sex marriage if this bill were to pass.
And of course, the idea is to get this put into law, and then, of course, somebody will challenge it because it would violate the Constitution of the state of Colorado, which the citizens of Colorado amended in 2006 with a marriage amendment. And so somebody would sue on this, but that's what they want because they want that judicial activism to kick in, which has happened all over the United States of America, where some judge somewhere says, oh, no, it's fine. You know, the Constitution of the United States is going to have to allow a gay marriage. Isn't that their overall strategy, you think?
Yeah, and I think it was probably the best analogy was, or the best few words on this is, if this Senate Bill 2 passes, it is same-sex marriage on the installment plan. They pass the Senate Bill 2, they set up something equal to marriage, same-sex marriage, and then the court challenge comes. And the court challenge is attacking traditional marriage and Colorado's amendment to our state constitution that protects marriage as being between one man and one woman. And I got to tell you, Coloradans support marriage between one man and one woman, and to have this attack so late in the session, and then to have Governor Hickenlooper call a special session dedicated to passing same-sex marriage, I think he's really started to show his stripes here, and we're learning a lot more about this guy when it comes to these types of divisive social issues.
I believe that this whole thing was coordinated on the same day that the president came out. I believe that the Obama campaign was running back and forth to Governor Hickenlooper's office, and that this directive for John Hickenlooper to call this special session on gay marriage came directly from the president's campaign. Do you agree with that?
I know that there were communications between President Obama's top political operatives here in Colorado, and I certainly think that it's more than coincidence that the Democrats stopped working with us on Wednesday afternoon to try and figure out how to work out some of the remaining issues, because they needed cover to help move forward with the White House's plan here in Colorado. And, you know, that's unfortunate. I get that that's what they needed to do, but we could have gotten done what we had to get done and avoided this special session just for the sake of same-sex marriages. But that's what Governor Hickenlooper decided to do, and under our state constitution, he has the ability to call us back in, so he'll call us back in, and we'll have the same fight over again.
This whole issue seems to be over nothing, quite frankly. What would this quote-unquote civil unions bill, Senate Bill 2, what would it provide to citizens of Colorado that they can't currently do right now under current Colorado law?
There are very few things under law that same-sex couples can't do. And really that, all of the reasons that they give, that the bill's proponents give as why Senate Bill 2 is needed, are just excuses for passing same-sex marriage in Colorado. And that's their goal, that's where they're going, and that's what they need to do. that's the plan.
Yeah. So what, I mean, is there, I mean, can't right now, can't two homosexual people enter into some legal agreement to pass on property?
Oh, sure. All of these things, hospital visitation, passing of property upon death, all of these things can be taken care of under current law. What same-sex couples don't have is same-sex marriage, and that's what the Democrats and, sure. and Governor Hickenlooper are pushing at the Capitol now.
They just want to call it something different, because if they call it marriage, then it gets defeated by voters. Is that right?
Right. This is a public relations effort that they've undertaken to change the name of it, and I got to tell you, it's pretty smart on their part.
Sure.
They're basically doing what voters rejected just a few years ago, calling it a different name, and all of a sudden, it doesn't have that same feeling about it. But Senate Bill 2, the bill that was killed last Tuesday night, is on its face and in its content same-sex marriage.
Yeah, you had, and I want to bring this issue up. You here in El Paso County, obviously there's some political races going on, and you know I've done my best to be fair in both sides on those races. But I got to tell you, last week I was seeing some very troubling stuff coming out of some supporters of certain candidates who were trying to imply that somehow Majority Leader Stevens was. I mean, these were ridiculous emails saying, well, she's supportive of civil unions and stuff like that. You guys put your political lives on the line. You put your necks on the chopping block. The leadership of the House of Representatives, Speaker Frank McNulty, Majority Leader Amy Stevens, to stop this bill, because you're opposed to same-sex marriage, and you stand with the people and the citizens of the state of Colorado. And you put your necks on the chopping block for that. And for anybody who's a conservative and is opposed to gay marriage to say anything else is laughable. You guys did a great job, and I want to commend you for it. And I hope that you will fight just as hard in the upcoming special session that the governor has called.
Well, thank you. And it's absolutely true that Amy Stevens was the rock that we came back to throughout this debate, because it wasn't easy, and there was there were times when the pressure was great, when you have advocates for Senate Bill 2 piling into the gallery, and you're looking up there wondering what's going to happen next, and Amy is so strong in her faith, and is absolutely rock solid, and she just has a measure of calm about her in crisis, and that's one of the things that we relied on. And our goal is to head into this special session. This is Governor Hickenlooper's special session. He set the agenda for it. He decided that we were going to come back and debate same-sex marriages once again, and so we will do that because it's part of his call. But I think that the people of Colorado will see it. $24,000 a day.
Jeez, oh man. So,
back.
$24,000 a day so that we can debate same-sex marriage with the vote, which the voters have already rejected in 2006.
Right.
Yeah. So how much could that add up to, $24,000 a day? That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars.
It adds up really quick.
Yeah.
Particularly when you're talking about legislative time, Jeff.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Speaker of the House, Frank McNulty, you did a great job, and I hope that the voters understand that and the citizens understand that. You're fighting a good fight. This is an assault on the citizens of Colorado for nothing, because there's nothing in this bill that people can't do right now, and I want to thank you for all your hard work on it.
You bet.
All right, great. Frank McNulty, Speaker of the House, thanks for joining us. All right, we'll be back. Rob, I'll take your call very quickly. Up next, the debate on civil unions, also known as gay marriage, right here in Colorado on the Jeff Frank Show.